You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Knowing God's will enables us to live a life that is pleasing to Him. Learn more in week one of All and Nothing.
I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Colossians, okay? Verse 3. We always thank God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. How many of you were able to watch the opening ceremonies of the Rio Olympics? Meron ba dito? Okay. This really speaks so much about what my life was all about. Okay? Two people, I wanted to be a famous swimmer, but no one really cares. This is a focus of 18 years of my life. But this made me feel nostalgic about, you know, leaving Green Hills, and also every 4 years, this sort of stirs up in my heart because this was really a big part of me. And I'm always excited about the things that I'm able to see and learn in the competitions. Because you see there the goals being fulfilled, bravery in spite of all the circumstances they're in, faith rising up and the triumph and defeat that you see in all of these competitions. Okay? I am interested in this. I missed it out yesterday, but I'm going to watch the games as they continue, for the next 2 weeks. I want Michael Phelps to win more medals. Diba? I want to see that. I want the dream team, another version of the dream team, see how they'll do and how much they'll clobber all the other nations. This morning, they won by 57 points against China. Part of my Gilas, part of me is happy. Because when China beats us, I'm not. But buti nga. Sorry. So I'm interested in all of these things. And I am praying for our 12 delegates that are there. We have two swimmers, a few boxers, a golfer, a ping pong player. I don't think they call it ping pong in the Olympics. But yun yung mga competitors namin. And so I look back and my own experience. Nuts. Konting yabang lang naman ng konti. Nay. Pero paliwala eh. Hindi nyo naman alam eh. Okay? 1988 and 1992, I competed in the Olympics. And sometimes people would ask me, in 1988, I was there with my brother. On the lower picture, the guy on my right is my brother who also competed in swimming. And all these are friends and different people. The other pictures are from Barcelona. Yung mga 1988 kasi medyo nag-fade na, kaya hindi ko na malagay. I just chose how long ago it was. And that's 60 pounds ago also, as seen in the evidence of the body. But I'm always interested in the results of things, how people get by through whatever circumstances that they're in. In the Olympics, sabi nila, there are two, in every event, there's two people who are the happiest. The one that won the gold and the one that got the bronze. Does that make sense to you? The gold because you're the winner. The second is not so happy because he just missed out on winning. And the third place, the bronze medalist, he's also happy because at least he was there on the podium and won a medal. And it's funny because all of these things, it's such a big deal. It can become such a big deal watching all of these events happening. And in the end, is it really what we're supposed to be going after? One of the interesting stories and one of my favorite stories from one of the Olympics was this guy, Matt Amons, who is a shooter, air rifle. He competed in the 2004 Olympics. He's a world champion. He won many competitions, and he's actually the best in the world. But in 2004, in Athens Olympics, when he was shooting, he was in the lead. He was in the lead, and no one All he had to do was hit the mark and he would be winning the gold. But on his last shot, as he was aiming, okay, he shoots down at 12 o'clock and aims, shoots his gun, and hits the bullseye. The problem is, he shot at the wrong target. He got a zero for his last shot and ended up going from first, being eighth place. Tende, no? Sabi niya, everything happens for a reason. And when he lost that gold, he won another gold in a different event. But when he lost that gold, there was another athlete from the Czech team that approached him and consoled him about what, you know, the freak accident that happened to him. 3 years later, they got married. So sabi niya, I may have missed out on the gold, but I found my wife. Okay? So meron siyang silver lining. Okay, so he trains again. And in 2008, in the Barcelona Olympics, he is shooting again. And how he shoots, again, he's on the lead, in the lead, one last shot, and how he shoots is from the 12 o'clock, he shoots down, he aims down, okay, and then when he's on his target, they're trained to pull the trigger in between heartbeats. Well, that's pretty intense. I mean, how would you know when your heart is beating and not? And you have to shoot in between and all of these things, and you can see all the equipment that they have. Okay? But after years of training, you're trained not to put your finger on the trigger until you've already aimed. So while he was aiming, he had his finger out, but right at the last second, he pulls the trigger. Hits the target, but wasn't enough to win the gold. So from first place, he ended up being fourth. Here's his wife consoling him. Ang sakit, no? And I'm sure there's a lot of feelings that he's had in missing out, in hitting the wrong target. And I look at this, and it's the same thing for all of us, even as Christians, that many times we try to shoot for something and we miss. Okay lang sana kung we miss our target. But sometimes we give our lives so much into something that doesn't mean anything in the end. It's like hitting a different target. Hitting a target that's not supposed to be your target altogether. Yun yung matindi. Okay? And what I want everyone, for all of us to understand is we don't want you to miss out. We want you to be able to live fully what God has intended for you. Not to miss out on anything. Did I really miss out on a medal? Yeah, but really, now I have 5 gold medals in my children. They're 5, they're so valuable to me that I won't trade it for any of Michael Phelps' medals. And my wife, that's the best trophy that I can ever have. I mean, I won't trade that for anything. And so now I know where my goal is. I know where my aim is. I know where I should be. I know what I should be doing with my life. And with Christ, that we have everything. In Him, we have all that we need, and nothing can be added or subtracted from it. Now, I'd like to lose a little bit of weight. That can be subtracted. But there's nothing else I'd really want to be added onto me or to be taken away. If I have Christ, I have everything that I need. And that's why we're going through this series, a book study of the book of Colossians that Paul wrote to Colossae, the church that he didn't even plant. Okay, there was someone that heard him preach while he was in Ephesus, and this man Epaphras went back to Colossae and started a church. And this church, give you a little bit of a background of Colossae. Colossae was a 500 BC was a very wealthy city because doon dumadaan lahat ng trade from the east and the west. But the 500 BC, there was a port in a city that was built up in Ephesus, and instead of people going through Colossae, dumidiretso na sila sa Ephesus. And so this, for 500 years, was the start of the decline of Colossae. And this is important. Why is that important? Because in the 500 years, they were desperate for change. They were desperate for things to start being like it was back then. Now the wealth was there, was things. And so, can you imagine that? Were there certain things that you missed out on, or you feel na parang napaglipasan ka na ng panahon? Na hindi mo pa naabot yung gusto mo sana maabot? And you're desperate. You're willing to do anything. And so when they heard the gospel from Epaphras, wow, that's amazing. They received it in all faith. They received it like it was the greatest news. And it is. But as the years went by, maybe they were not still experiencing certain things. Nung naging Kristiyano ba tayo, na-experience na natin ng lahat ng gusto ng Panginoon para sa buhay natin? Not yet. This opened them up for false teachings to creep in. They were allowing false teachings to come in because they were saying, okay, this gospel is great, but hindi pa naman siya dumadating. Mr. Right isn't there. My beauty queen isn't there. My marriage still has issues in my life. My children are rebelling against me. My business that I started that was so hopeful, it's not working out the way it should be. Pag nangyayari sa atin yon, are we still holding on to the gospel? And just like Colossae, sometimes here in the church, things creep in. We start thinking of ways on how we can add to what God has already done for us, what Jesus has already done for us. Sometimes you say, okay, maybe I need to sacrifice more. Ay, hindi ako kakain ng tatlong araw. I mean, we do fast to seek His will, but sometimes it's just more on punishment that we're trying to go through so that somehow we'll be accepted by Christ. Let me be clear this morning. God loves you. You know that, right? Yeah? You know that the gospel is the answer, right? But do we actually know the gospel? Can we articulate it to somebody else? And this was very convicting for me this past week, especially hearing from one of our spiritual fathers here, the man that convinced Pastor Steve to come here 32 years ago to start this church. It wasn't even a church. They wanted to do an outreach. And then eventually Pastor Steve stayed, and 32 years later, we're here. Pastor Dennis and I have a job. That's a good thing. But more than that, it's just going back to why they came here. It was to share the good news. In 1984, when students were rebelling and problems were happening in our nation, they came and shared something, a good news. And these students believed it. They believed it so much that we're here today. Our pastors that were saved back then, our pastors that were reached, our workers and missionaries that have been sent all over. It all started because somebody believed the gospel. And ito yung convicting na sinabi ni Pastor Rice this past week. Really, just parang gripped my heart and just twisted it around and pulled it out. Ganun yung naramdaman ko. Sabi niya, we do not share the gospel because there is a part of us that do not fully believe or know the gospel at all. Pag hindi mo sinishare yung good news, pag hindi mo sinishare yung gospel, there's a part of it that you don't believe. And I started thinking, when was the last time I actually shared the gospel? Yeah, I do it when I preach. It's easy because I don't need to get into and talk to an individual and find out what's happening in their life and sharing it with them. What if they don't accept? What if they reject me? What if he makes fun of me by sharing this to him? The fear of those rejection and the fear of that is bigger than my belief in the actual gospel that is actually the answer. Yun yung actually sagot eh. It's like me having an answer for cancer and have a cure but never giving it. Okay, paano kung ayaw niyong tanggapin? Paano kung ayaw niya yung cure? Paano kung baka masaktan siya pag inumin niya yung gamot? You have the answer. And many times we shrink back. Do you really believe it? If you believe it, you'd share it. The next problem is, what are you going to share? Because when I was a new believer, I did not know. I did not know what the gospel actually was and how to share it. I heard it. It made sense to me, but I had to articulate it. Now, in all of these things, we don't want you to miss out. To understand what we have in Christ, what He's done for us, and what we can do in return, and a changed life that He's able to do because of the gospel. So we're going to look at the way Paul now is trying to encourage the church. A church that was allowing different things to come into their lives. The same way, minsan tayo, kung ano-ano na lang pinapaniwalaan natin. Okay? How many of you have tried a diet that didn't fit, that, yeah, there you go, my brethren. Okay? And it didn't work because you didn't stay long enough in it. I know all the diets. I do. Okay? But I missed the point because I'm doing other things. Okay? We don't want you to miss out on what God wants for you. We don't want you to miss out. And here's Paul encouraging the church in Colossae, and in a sense, encouraging all of us not to miss out on what God wants for you and for me. And I love his approach. See, I can come here and really just preach hard and scold all of you. Okay? But that's not the way Paul approached them. Paul approached them with grace and love and encouragement and in prayer. You guys want to see this? All right. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3. We always thank God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Ganun niya inumpisahan. After introductions in verse 1 and 2, in verse 3 saying, you know, I'm thankful for you. And when I was reading this, I think about my relationship with the church, and I am thankful for you. I am grateful that you are coming. I am grateful but by the changed lives and the stories that I'm hearing. Okay? That the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, and he was praying to God that things are going to change. You might not be there yet where God wants you to be. There are things that still God is moving and working in our lives, but we're going to pray. We're going to encourage. We're going to make sure that you understand what the gospel is so that you can share it and that more people will be able to experience the freedom. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, he's pointing out all the good things that he's hearing about the church. He's heard good things. We've heard of your faith. I've seen people here praying and reaching out to friends and relatives, and you see the faith being activated in their lives. That's good. We see love being expressed all the time. We've married a number of people in the last few months. And you can see the love and the care and all of that and the love of the family. Being in this church community is just amazing. Huwag kang magkamali na sabihin mong meron kang sakit. Wala na, yung Viber group, praying for you, praying for healing. Nadapa ka lang. Ay, nadapa ako. Oh, praying for you, bro. We're believing in God's calling in your life. It's nice to be in that type of community. And Paul is encouraging them. Alam ko yung love nyo. Alam ko yung faith nyo that's increasing. And all of these, this hope, the hope that we have that once we get to heaven, there is something that's going to happen. We've heard of your faith. We've heard of your truth. We've heard the gospel. The gospel that is the answer to everything. No matter what you're going through. Yeah, certainly there will be issues. There will be problems. There will be sicknesses that come. But the gospel is still the answer. When we believe that and we hold on to it and understand it, it will make a difference in someone's life. It will. Well, nakakaya eh. Paano kung i-share ko? Tapos, i-reject lang ako. Masyado na akong maraming rejection. No, the response is, they're rejecting God. Our role is to share. Our role is to be able to share. And that's what they started the church because someone believed it, went there, and now they were part of the church. They were allowing other things to come in as well. We need to understand this. We need to understand what the gospel is teaching. And here's the result of what could be. When this gospel came to them, as indeed the whole world, it is bearing fruit and increasing. It is also, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. We all want to live a fruitful life. The way it's being described in Colossians is that in every work that you do, you can bear fruit. In everything that you do. Can you imagine? Na lahat ng ginagawa mo, you're actually bearing fruit and it's producing and it's great. In your relationship, in your marriage, in your work, in your school, in your finances, whatever it is. I want that for you. I want you to bear fruit in everything, every good work. Not in the foolishness of the world. We want you to bear fruit in that. And it all starts with us believing the gospel and sharing the same thing to those around us. Again, hindi ko alam kung ano yung gospel before on how to share it and how to explain it. But once we understand this and we share it, it could be a blessing. The problem is sometimes, paano mo malalaman kung false teaching na yung nadidinig mo? Spend time with this. Know His Word. False teachings will contradict everything that the Bible says. Somehow there's something that they're going to teach or they're going to feed you that will not be aligned with God's Word. And if it, then that's false. For someone to be able to figure out if a dollar bill or a peso bill is fake, kung counterfeit siya, what people do is they spend hours and hours and hours spending time with the real bill and studying it. When you are exposed to the truth, any fake thing that comes in, you'll know that there's something wrong. Sometimes, you know, I'm in the course of conversation with someone, I'll know if there's something else that they're believing that's not the truth. Because they'll start saying it in their language. Na ito yung pinapaniwalaan nito. Ah, ito okay. Iba. Sabihin na, okay, you know, God is good. All religions are fine. All religions, I believe in Jesus. He's a prophet. I believe in Jesus. He's a teacher. But when they start saying that that's the only thing that they're focusing on, they're missing out that Jesus is God. Okay, ibang pinanggagalingan nito. I know it's not the truth. And so my job is, which I don't always do a good job in, is to be able to bring the conversation back and say, no, Jesus is the truth. Not only is He a prophet, not only is He a great teacher, but He's God. I've given my life to Him. He's changed me from what I was before, self-centered, just wanting to be famous, fit nga, pero bali wala naman, into something that God can actually use today. That's all by the grace of God. That's because I've held on to the gospel and I know the truth. Do I know all the truth? Not yet. But I am going to spend the rest of my lifetime continuing to see the goodness and faithfulness of God. And it doesn't fail. I've been a Christian now 22 years. I've read the Bible at least once every year. But I'm still amazed. I open up the Bible, and every day when I open it, there's something new that God has for me. Nabasa ko naman to dati. But it's speaking to me in a different way. It's revealing something in my heart that sometimes is not aligned to His Word. And I need to change that. Okay, I thought of this the wrong way before. And God will reveal Himself in His Word. And when I look at it and said, wow, Lord, ganun mo ko kamahal? Paano nangyari yun? I know what I did. I know what I did last summer. I know my sins. I know some of the thoughts that go into my head. I know that I know about me. And I'm sure people are going through that the same thing. I'm embarrassed if all my thoughts would be placed in the keynote. Minsan ganun tayo, di ba? Meron tayong mga isip, pa, saan ang galing yun? baka kayo hindi ganun. Ako, okay. It's like, what? What is going on there? What am I thinking? And then I go back to God's Word. I have to filter everything through God's Word. And as I do that, then, whoa, okay. Lord, binabago mo na ako dito. The things that I used to enjoy in the past, I don't even enjoy anymore. Because there's a new creation that He's done in me. When the gospel says, the old has gone, the new has come. Now, not everything is perfect. I know it's hard for you to believe. Not everything is perfect. But there's hope. It's in the gospel again. Hindi mo alam kung ano yung... It's not just about going to heaven. It's more than that. It's more than just you receiving it and having your sins forgiven and going to heaven. Because He, kung ganun lang yung purpose, then every time someone would get saved, they'll die and go to heaven. No, that's not how it happens. When we baptize you, we don't hold you down for 10 minutes. Then, when you get up, I'm here with Jesus. No, we lift you up again because there's a purpose of God for God in your life here on earth. That somehow in every action that we do that is according to God's will, we're bringing a little bit of heaven here on earth. And when there's a miracle that happens, wow, that's a miracle. Paano nangyari yan? Here's you enter. It's because Jesus came and solved the most horrendous problem that we all have, which is sin in our lives. And the wages of sin is death. Okay? Sino dito yung walang kasalanan? Okay, wag mo na. Lahat tayo may kasalanan. And our wage or yung kabayaran para doon is for all of us to die. But Jesus Christ came and died in our place so that we can live. He changes our hearts from hearts of stone and makes it a heart of flesh. The curses that have been passed on from generation to generation can stop with you because of what Jesus Christ has done. Every time we love, every time we're generous with the right motive, every time we do things for God, that's a little bit of heaven being exposed here on earth. We can do that. It's possible. Sabi ng ibang tao, no, but I was born this way. Lady Gaga, you are wrong. Yes, you were born with a sinful nature, but Jesus Christ died for those sins, and you can be changed. Do we actually believe that? Jesus Christ died for all of our sins. And we don't have to live that way anymore. So we'll go back. Gusto niyo pong malaman, a good way to share the gospel is to be able to understand it. And here's a great definition that we got from Pastor Rice Brooks, who studied evangelism. Okay, he knows what he's talking about. And here's a way for us, with just sharing this paragraph, or actually parang two or three sentences. Okay, and we can share the gospel. You can start explaining what Christ has done through you and in you by sharing this. And I want us to all read this together. Okay, okay, Bayan? Okay, let's all read it. The gospel is the good news that God became man in Jesus Christ. He lived the life we should have lived and died the death we should have died in our place. 3 days later, He rose from the dead, proving that He is the Son of God and offering the gift of salvation to all who repent and believe in Him. We can memorize lyrics of songs. I suggest memorize this word that can actually change someone's life. It can. When you share it and the power of God touches their lives, it can change your life from where you were in darkness and bring you into His kingdom. If we believe that the gospel is the answer, then we'll share it. Nothing should stop you. This is the target that we can all have. This is the target that we're all supposed to shoot at. certainly your business, certainly your family, certainly the different aspects of God's will and you living it out and following and understanding it and being successful and fruitful in all those things. But you can search for everything else and lose your soul and you've lost everything. Did I truly miss out on my Olympic medal? In my event, I think I shared this in the 9 o'clock. In my event, the 200 breaststroke, okay, the guy that ended up becoming the gold medalist and the world record holder, I used to beat him when I was 17. When we were both 17 and competing, talo ko pa siya. But my whole mindset was, make the team, go there, have fun. His mindset was, I'm going to win. I'm going to be the best. This guy, just make the team. This guy, I want everything that I can achieve. In Christianity, many of us are this guy. I don't want you to miss out. Take it from someone that did. I want you to experience everything that God wants for you. And here's the picture of what Paul was saying, of what we have in him. And then the next six weeks from this, as Pastor Dennis and all the pastors will expound on this, this is an amazing thing about who Christ is and what he's done for us and what we have actually in him. In verse 12, giving thanks to the Father, we always have to be grateful, who has qualified you. He's qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints. I'm sure that inheritance is an amazing inheritance. And you are qualified. You've made the team. He's made you qualified by the sacrifice of his own body. That's what we have in him. We have an inheritance in him. And he has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. That's where we are. We are no longer in darkness. We are no longer those that miss out, but we will be those that will not miss out. And we are there together with a God that has never missed out on anything. You may think that things have passed you by, there's still hope. If there's still breath in your lungs, check mo nga, can you check? Kung natutulog, wag mo, pinapapahinga ni Lord yan. Check if they're still breathing. I think we're all breathing in here. There is still hope. When there's still breath, there's still something that we can do to bring glory and honor to God. And that's what we are. We have been redeemed and forgiven of all of our sins. My message to all of you, don't miss out. Don't miss out on what everything that from everything that God wants for you. And it's by holding on to his promise. Holding on to the gospel that can change lives. Can I just pray for you? Bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word, for your truth, that we are able to walk out and live out in our lives. We know, Lord, that on our own we can't do this. But by your grace, by your mercy, by your strength, all things are possible. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that my brothers and sisters who are here today have heard and put it in their hearts that will release them to the fullness that you want for them. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this new life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.